makes your dog a dog? It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
But before we get to dog talk, this.
The Rubik's Connected Cube, a new interactive way to solve. Are you still struggling to complete that Rubik's Cube? All you need is a virtual tutor. Power your solve. Connected Cube from Rubik's.
So it is
The 80s get in a time machine and visit the 21st century?
Well, my kids like Rubik's Cubes, but this is the new smart Rubik's Cube. Yeah, it's still popular. They don't have the stick-to-itiveness. Well, they don't have the lack of other things to do that I had. Because I spent hundreds of hours on the Rubik's Cube. A lot of that was on the school bus home, though. I had like an hour ride home on the bus every single day. And we all did Rubik's Cubes. I suppose now you would sit there with your phone and do what you do on your phone.
How I understand it is this new one, you... If you make a wrong move, it will tell you, oh, no, do this, and
it will
burn you.
The new smart Rubik's Cube Wi-Fi version gives you steps to solve it. That's the whole point of the Rubik's Cube, you numb nut. It's to try to figure it out with your own dang brain. If it tells you how to do it, what's the point? I've got a new machine that hits the perfect golf shot every time. You just program it, stand back, and let it hit the golf ball exactly where you want it. Wouldn't that be fun?
Not quite the same, like, because this is training you the steps to actually solve the Rubik's Cube. So after you have learned, because I have friends who can solve these things in like 30 seconds, and I've tried to learn, and I just quit.
I can get most of the sides. I got pretty good at it, but I was never a solve the whole thing guy.
But there's absolutely a sequence of patterns, and you recognize, okay, I got three colors on this side, which means I need to do move X, Y, and Z to get it to where I need
that's
it to be.
Stupid.
So once you have learned how to solve it with this, you then can pick up other Rubik's Cubes and then, you know, be the hit at all the parties and pick up all the ladies once, you know, after the vaccine hits.
Oh, yeah, they can't stop themselves.
Wow.
That makes me so horny watching you solve that puzzle.
That you learned from a computer.
No, you don't tell them that part. You just pick it up and you just do it with one hand while you're sipping a drink holding the conversation.
You know, I think I see your point, Jack, but I am so miserable at that sort of thing. That whole spatial relationships, but where then, it's going to be when I twist the thing. I need help.
But I would think it wouldn't be entertaining to you then. You just wouldn't do it. Do something else.
Well, I just, my brain doesn't work. I cannot come up with the processes on my own. I just can't.
You know, that's interesting. That kind of gets to the math thing, maybe. Like, my son, he struggles with math, and I really recognize in him his inability to do some things that I do automatically that I just assumed everybody does automatically. And it just doesn't make sense to him. His brother, it does. And that is a process. It's like, oh, okay, if you have that, that's an easy way to figure out how it's going to fit, you know, just various math things, a process for figuring out problems in your head. And my one son does it automatically and my one doesn't. And if you don't, I don't think there's any way to make you do it. You just either can or you can't, with math anyway, I think. Anywho, I was going to talk about dogs. What makes a dog a dog? That's dogs, as I think we all know, are a step down the evolutionary scale from wolves.
Step down, or
up, depending on how you want to look at it.
Okay.
Sideways. In between is the dingo, the Australian dingo, which made it partway, but then never made it any further. And because they didn't breed them in the same way or treat them in the same way as we did in the rest of the world, dingoes kind of stayed evolutionary speaking, where they are.
Stupid, stupid dingoes.
A dingo is a wolf on its way to becoming a dog that never quite got there. Dingoes give us a glimpse of what was there when we started the domestication process. But it talks about what makes a dog, and a couple of the main things are...
If they got a dad who's a dog and a mom who's a dog, that's what makes it a dog.
If
two dogs had sex and they had puppies, that's what makes it a dog.
If you can bring me a tennis ball when I throw it, that makes you a dog. If you just look at it, like, what in the hell am I supposed to do with this?
You're probably a dingo.
If you eat
stupid
me...
Stupid freaking dingo.
If you eat me... You're a wolf.
Exactly.
What makes a dog a dog? Dogs evolved alongside humans, eating a human agricultural diet of starches, maize, rice, potatoes, and wheat that they, over, you know, centuries and centuries, thousands of years, developed an ability to that live on that food the same way people do, and then being bred by humans. And
that's funny. My dog eats a no grain diet. So is he not a dog? Is that what you're saying?
What does he eat?
It's like protein and meat and stuff.
You do that on purpose?
Not grains.
Or does he choose
that?
You have an open buffet and he just chooses what he wants.
He's hardcore into the keto thing. Not just for his skin and his itchiness and stuff like that. The vets have recommended that.
You know, it's really interesting with dogs since we've had at various times four or five. We've got three currently. When they get the whole pecking order thing going, who's in charge? And that's completely, you know, a mystery because it's definitely not always the biggest dog. When Bianca was still alive, it was always her. And she was dang near 200 pounds, and she was clearly the boss.
That's a big dog.
Well, it's two 100-pound dogs, and a 100-pound dog is a freaking giant dog.
Yes.
Anyway, when she left, she got on a bus and said goodbye, hugged us all.
That's it.
Moved to Florida.
This family sucks.
She died of old age. Yes. And she's buried out by a tree, and she's got a little plaque, and it's very nice.
Nice. Here lies Bianca the dog.
But when she left, there was a lot of problems with the other three dogs for a while as they tried to figure out who's in charge at that point. Because she'd always been in charge. She ate first. Everybody watched. She decided where she was going to lay down. You didn't get to lay there. She took the good spot. But after she was gone, and then they all looked at, well, I kind of want to, that's the good spot over there. That's the closest to the house. It's nice and warm there. I think I'll lay there. No, what do you mean? Why would you get to lay there? Now that she's gone, I'm going to lay there. And they had some serious problems for a while. It was weird to watch. Like dogs that had never been anything but like best of friends. All of a sudden, you know, snarling and biting at each other and then magically it seems to have gotten settled somehow. And now somebody's in charge and then they all just accept it. Unlike human beings, they seem to just say, okay, it's done now. You're in charge. I'm second. You're third. And we're done. Let's not think about this anymore.
It reminds me of political parties when the incumbent president doesn't get reelected or he serves out his two terms and goes into retirement. Then there's a mad scramble for, who's in charge, who's second, who's third.
But for a while, the littlest dog, Mimi the pug, ate before her bigger brother. She would eat and he'd lay there watching. You know, we'd fill up a food bowl and he would lay there and watch. I guess I'll wait till you're done eating, which is a dominance thing, I guess. And she'd eat and get completely done and lick her lips and everything like that. And then, okay, I'm done. You can eat now and walk off. And then he would finally get to eat. And it's reversed since. I have no idea why. Now she'll lay there. I'm really hungry, but I guess I better let you eat first. Isn't that something that they do that?
Maybe they worked out an agreement, some sort of alternate thing. For 6 months, you're dominant, then I'm dominant.
And then I've always wondered how that translates into human beings. And like, I don't think I've got any of that. But like we've talked about this before, I had a very large friend, like when I was in college, big guy football player. And he would walk into a bar and he'd immediately know where the other big guy was in the bar. And that guy would know where he was and they were probably going to end up fighting. And I wondered if that was just very basic, kind of like the dog thing. I don't have that because I'm just not, you know, I'm not playing in those waters of that even being a possibility for me to be that guy. But for them, it seemed very important that they determine who was the toughest guy in that place.
Wow, very primal.
Yeah, it just kind of happens
completely unnecessary in my experience.
Yes, yes, dumb. For the rest of us, it doesn't seem cool or yay for you. It just seems dumb.
We're going to get inebriated and eat half-assed appetizers, you know, the crappy appetizers.
And perhaps, probably not, but one of us might end up encumbered, but unlikely. But we'll try it again anyway, defying all odds.
Right, sure.
You two are going to fight and determine which of you is the toughest at this moment and somehow get satisfaction from that.
I will attempt to couple with someone of the opposite sex.
But it would only make sense that's in our beings if the dogs act that way. Somebody's got to be in charge.
Yeah, it's tough.
Physically.
We're struggling because Baxter, we adopted him, and we're not 100% sure about his early life, and he shows some fear aggression, and we need to get him socialized with other dogs because the working out, as you pointed out, the working out of who's dominant and who's not, even at a dog park or whatever, because dogs work that out, It looks ugly and it looks scary, and a lot of people freak out over it. It's usually over in 30 seconds. But, you know, if the other person's dog is bleeding from the eye, that causes, you know, bad feelings.
Yeah. So anyway, how's your day? My dog's bleeding from the eye now. Is what's going on here?
They worked it out. They had, look, my dog bit your dog's face. All right, let's get over it. So you live around here.
And then where's the whole humping thing fit in?
That's usually on the weekends.
That's usually on the weekends.
When one dog really cares for another dog, Jack.
Very much. With that dominance part. The one that's being humped always seems to be completely oblivious.
Well, they're acting like they're oblivious because they don't appreciate the humiliation of being humped. Right there in the dog park. All right, you're dominant already. Quit humping me.
The one that's doing the humping, though, I mean, it seems pretty clear by the look on their face that they realize they're being dominant. The one that's on the humpy, well, it seems like, I don't know what you're doing. I just... I'll wait till you're done.
Is this necessary?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, you know, you can relate that to things that happen in prison, too. The whole dominance thing. That's a slightly less intellectual environment than the one most of us operate in. That's a pure physical. And you know what? It's somewhat dog-like.
Mm-hmm. Just like
physical brutality, sexual brutality, whatever. Yeah, troubling. I turned this troubling. Why? What was I thinking?
I don't know. And did you know, and then I'll end with this, I was reading about this the other day in a different article about the dogs over the centuries developing their amazing sense of hearing and everything like that. They think co-evolved with human beings. Some of our senses got dulled that dogs took over. We took care of their needs for food and that sort of stuff, so they didn't need to be able to bring down an antelope or whatever. We'll provide the food, but your hearing needs to get much better so that I can sleep soundly during the night, but hear if anybody's trying to sneak up on our campground. Does that make any sense to you?
I'm not sure if I buy that,
that was
evolutionarily
the theory.
Speaking. I don't know enough
that
to,
we co-evolved
to really...
with dogs that way.
Well, yeah, but what's the advantage of having duller hearing?
If your senses are zero sum, then the whatever energy was going to hearing can now go to sight or reaping and sowing or whatever.
Senses are not zero sum.
You don't know that.
I find your premise to be ridiculous, childlike, insulting. Now step aside. I'm going to eat first.
And then hump you.
What?
Nuh-uh. No, I'm not.
Well, I guess that's it.